Welcome into a UNC basketball podcast brought to you by TarHeel247.com. I'm John Henson, and today we've got an exciting episode featuring 2009 national champion Mike Copeland and everything he's hearing from the camp game to behind the scenes to the practices at the start of the Mike Manoah era. And we also get into some fun stuff, Franklin Street, and things we miss and wish we had while we were playing there.
You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bob-apedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bob-apedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to Tar Heel 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, subscribe to the Tar Heel 24/7 channel on YouTube. Or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, we own all of that. But quickly, would like to introduce my guy. Look, former Tar Heel national champion, Mike Copeland, a.k.a. MC Dots. What up? Listen, one of my favorite guys, man. Like, what's up, man?
Man, what's going on, Jay Hook? You good?
Good, man. Look, don't tell them they don't know about the Jay Hook, but now they're going to start asking questions. So, look. How are things going, man, as far as you, what's going on with you and kind of what you got, what you're up to this summer?
Man, I appreciate y'all having me on here, man. I've just been doing a lot of coaching, training, so I got my own programs called Dots 40 Academy, driving others to success, and then 40 was my number in college. Just getting ready. We got a camp coming up, 6th to the 8th. Check out the website. It's Dots 40. Dots40academy.com. So yeah, I just been training, man, just getting these kids ready for the upcoming season, just getting ready for AAU, doing groups, doing individuals. Like I said, I'm having a camp and doing clinics. So I probably have 60 or 70 kids that I'm training right now. And I got a good coaching group that helps me with that. So yeah, man, just staying busy with that, bro.
That's nice, man. That's good. How did you kind of get into the coaching aspect and just developing kids? Like, where did it all come from as far as when you were done playing?
So when I finished playing in 2012, you won't believe it, bro. My mom was like, yo, get back to the community. She was like, yo, help out the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't do camps. You should do, like, training. And at that time, you know, it wasn't no – it wasn't no trainers around like that. It was just a few guys that was doing it, but it wasn't like no, was it Dribble Too Much and what's the one guy, Lethal Shooter? It wasn't trainers like that back then. So back then it wasn't like appealing. It wasn't like something that people was doing, but my mom was like, nah, like that's something that you can blow up and make a brand and make a business out of. So no lie, I don't even think I told you this, John, but I went to coach. Well, my mom told me to go to coach and be like, look, see, can you use the practice gym to do training? And I went to Coach Williams. And I was like, yo, coach, I was nervous as hell. I'm like, man, coach might say no. But if he say no, oh, well, I'm just going to ask him anyway. I'm like, yo, coach, man, I need to use the gym. And so coach was like, what gym? You ain't using no main gym. I was like, no, I don't want to use the main gym. I could just use the practice gym.
Yeah.
And so coach was like, yeah, just don't get in my way. You know how coach is.
Don't get
in my way, bro. Yeah. And you can do it. And make sure you touch base with Angie. Shout out Angie.
Angie runs the show, everything that goes on. Listen, I almost think back when we was playing, I think Angie used to hit coach like, hey, look, I think he in the gym. He ain't in the gym.
Hey, exactly, bro. He did. Yeah, he definitely did that, bro. Oh, hey, coach, look at the cameras. He up in the gym. He working out.
But, yep.
Yeah, just he was like, yo, get a schedule with her. Make sure y'all on the same page. And yeah, man, have at it. And he kind of, him and Coach Holly was like, yo, like, if you're going to run a business, make sure you're there on time. You know, make sure everybody's in the right place. You know, just kind of like take care of the Dean Dome like it's yours. And I'm like, yeah, it's been mine for the last 4 years. So that's easy. Mm-hmm. So I ended up started doing that, bro. No lie. Like 2 or 3 months, that jump blew up to like 60 kids. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I'm like, man, maybe it was the Dean Dome. Maybe it's not me. Maybe I'm not a good trainer. So I moved to New York and I was dating a girl in New York and I started doing training there. And I didn't have a gym. I was outside and right away, man, blew up again in like 2 or 3 months where I had like 40 or 50 kids. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this might be my calling, but my mom was right.
Yeah.
So I came back home probably like 2018, messed around, COVID happened. I still stayed with it. When mm-hmm. COVID happened, I was like, yo, I'm gonna do pull-ups now. So I'm gonna pull up to your crib and I could train you, be a little more money, but I don't have a gym. Yeah. And that blew up too, man. And then probably, I say 3 or 4 years ago, I met these two guys and they was like, yo, you need a brand. You need like a logo. Like, let's build. And they came up with Dosh 40. And I mean, from there on out, bro, like we don't have three camps. This would be my third camp this year. First camp, I had like 60. Last camp, I had like 80. So hopefully mm-hmm. this year, just keep going up. And then like the individual trainings and people tapping in with me on my website, that's been blowing up. And just, man, I honestly, bro, just sticking with it. Like,
yeah.
You know, like it's easy to be like, man, I don't want to do this no more. This is too much or I can't handle it. You know, I've been through times like that, but I just kept going, bro. I was like, you know what? These kids need me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm helping the community out much as I can, giving back to what I know and what I did with my pops and just training myself. And man, just one thing led to another, bro. Just really been blowing up and just really just going good lately.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nah, that's nice, man. So, you know, kind of moving forward, right, winning that championship. Can you kind of tell me, you know, a thing from that year? Because as I saw it, I came in, I saw you, even though people don't realize, I saw you as an important piece of the team. I felt like you brought together the team. Like for me, when I played in the league with the Bucks, when they traded me, I was kind of the perspective guy, right? Like, look, it's going to look like, you know, just kind of keeping everybody in perspective and keeping yep. the mood up sometimes. And the team needs it. So kind of what do you remember about that championship team? Because I feel like that was kind of your role with them.
Man, like yep. real talk, bro, like, when I remember when everybody decided they was gonna come back,
yeah.
I remember me and Tyler was in the gym, Tyler Hansborough, and we was like, you know what, bro? If we're gonna commit, then we might as well just go crazy and like just let's just put everything out there. If we all gonna come back and try to win this, and bro, from that point on, I remember that was. And I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. That was probably my first year, like. Every day we was in there with Jonas, we was training, we was working out, we was playing, like we was playing 5-on-5. Coaching them wasn't like telling us to do it. We just started doing it, bro. Yeah. And from that point on out, like I saw my role. I was like, you know what? I was just coming back from an ACL tear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? You know, I could have redshirted. I think coach kind of wanted me to redshirt, but I was like, you know what? I want to just go ahead and finish out and mm-hmm. win this. I know we're gonna win. At the beginning, I knew we was gonna win. So like my role was kind of like, you know, hey man, keep upbeat. I remember like sometimes we'd come to practice and everybody would be down and sad. Even yeah. coach sometimes. Coach would yeah. be like, man, y'all better come in here. Don't be tiptoeing through the tulips.
Yeah.
Yep. I know you remember that. yeah. Yep. And you know, I repeat it. I'm like, hey, we ain't tiptoeing through no tulips today.
We ain't tiptoeing through no tulips today.
Not today. somebody ain't gonna make it. I'm making it. It's so I'm saying, hey, you're gonna make it today.
I said
and everybody will start laughing. Coach even started laughing. Assistant coach will start laughing. Yeah. Everybody be like, yo, Mike, you crazy. Yeah. And now just break the ice, and then we'll have a good practice, man. So that was one of my roles. And then just like I was just telling somebody the other day, we was playing Duke, mm-hmm. and we was down at halftime, and this was my senior year. We hadn't lost at Duke yet. And I came in the locker room, and I picked up a chair, threw a chair. I was like, yo, we're not – and nobody never seen me act like that. I was like, yo, we ain't losing tonight, bro. Like, we ain't lost at Duke yet. All you freshmen – because at the time it was Zales, Ed, and Jay Watts. I'm like, bro, y'all don't know this, but we haven't lost here, and we're not going to lose here tonight. And, bro, I'll tell you that we came in that second half, and we put something on Duke, bro. I think we ended up beating them by, like, at least 10-plus. But, yeah, man, my role was kind of just like picking up everybody, man, keeping the team upbeat, keeping us loose, and just kind of like pushing everybody to their limit. I remember I was just always like, yo, Todd, come on, bro. You got to play harder. Wayne, mm-hmm. come on, shoot the ball. Danny, come on, play harder, bro. Like, play defense. And I mean, you know, Tyler was going to do his thing. I didn't really have to say that much to him. Deion, he's getting his feelings sometimes. Deion, get out your feelings, bro.
Yeah.
Play your game.
Yep.
They can't guard you, Deion. Can't nobody guard you, bro. Just kill, bro. And a lot of times, bro, he'd be like, and that's another thing. Everybody used to always look at me in my eyes and be like, damn, you know, Cope, you right, bro.
You're right, yeah.
You're right, Cope. Let me go out here and do it. And they always did, man. It was probably the most entertaining and the best time of my life. 2009, bro, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, you don't even notice like all the sayings like somebody ain't gonna make it on TikTok. Like, listen, Deion brought that to my team when you weren't even there. And we listen, you know, for 2-3 years, we saying the stuff that y'all said and that the things that you were saying. So
look,
little known story, man, about that, but like a lot of that stuff came from what you were saying kind of in that year. So kind of moving forward, right? Mike Malone's here now, right?
Yeah.
You attended the camp, right? Or were you around?
Yeah, I went to the camp and I talked to Mike too, man. Love Mike.
Yeah, talk to me. Yeah, give me how's it been? How's he adjusting from your perspective or your point of view?
So I went down there before, probably a couple months ago, before camp started, and I went and kind of talked to him. Mike was on the phone, bro. He was recruiting, calling people from overseas. I was happy about that. I was like, my man working. He's trying to get it. And then when I went back about a week or two ago, I pull up to the parking lot and he's in there. He jumps out right away, comes, give me a hug. Mike, what's up, man? Hoops introduced us. Mm. And then we started talking. And from there on out, bro, he was just like, he trying to bring the tradition back. Like he want to learn from everybody who don't won. He wants us to come back much as we can. He was just like, man, I'm glad you came to the camp. And I ain't taking no shade at none of the coaches,
mm-hmm.
but none of the coaches ever said that to me before, bro. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's ever came to me and was like, bro, I'm glad you're down here. I want to learn from you. I'm trying to figure out this thing right now. I want to keep the tradition going. Like I feel like that more and more I talk to you guys and I meet you guys, like everybody I meet. And it's the same thing Terrence Brown said. He's like, everybody I meet don't want a national championship. So it's like, bro, like, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get my feet wet. I gotta get in here. I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna do whatever it takes, man. And that's another thing, bro. He's putting in a lot of work. You know, to my Tar Heel fans, if you listen to this podcast, bro, he is working his A off, bro. Like he is really putting in the work to try to change this whole thing around, this whole narrative about, oh man, Carolina can't win no more. Like he's really trying to bring it back, bro. And what he's doing, what I see is like he's being real heavy on recruiting. He's pushing the guys. The guys are playing. They're working real hard. They're in the weight room. They're in the gym. This is probably the most I don't seen these guys during a camp anyway for the last 3 or 4 years. Seeing them in there every day. Seeing them in the weight room with Jonas. And then the eating habits don't change. Like they eating better. Like I don't know how it's been the last couple of years because I ain't really paid much attention to that. But I've been seeing the stuff they've been putting in their body. Like they just been working real hard. Like they going and they train every day. You know, coaches on top of them. Like, look, man, y'all got to keep trying to get it. Go get it. Like we got to be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what we at. This is where we at. This is what we have. This is what we got to do. And I love it, man. I love Coach Malone, but he's going to do great. I think he's going to do good in his first year.
Yeah. See, that's interesting because you got like a real inside look. And it's funny you say like a nutrition because that's like a pro thing. Like, you know, I mean, they had the training table. Like, we didn't have a training table, but we did. No. We did eat good now. We ate
right. Good. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, listen, we Angus Bar, you know, we had some
Angus Bar.
Yeah, so we ate good, but we didn't have like a training table. So no. I think that's that pro mindset, like my
right.
fuel. Nah, that's cool. So at the camp, right? You were at the game. You ain't play. Yeah. You done. You retired.
Yeah, I'm done, bro. I'm
done too.
Yeah, I can't run with them boys no more.
I don't
man.
Touch no more. Bro. Listen, I don't want to get hurt, man. I'm good.
I'm done getting hurt, bro. I'm done.
So, you know, apparently, I guess Terrence Brown had almost 30 in the final king. How did he look? You talked about him. Man, Young Thug then gave him the chain, the YSL.
Man, I saw that too.
YSL, yeah, so like, what's bro. is he gonna be the guy? Like, what'd you see at that camp?
This is what I saw, man. I was very surprised to see the guys going against each other. I was like, man, we're alumni, and we just didn't have enough. I think all I saw was Isaiah Hicks, Kenny was there, Deion was ready to go. And I think that might have been it, bro. Like, we was real slim. So I think they were just like, all right, bet, let's just split up the teams and go against each other. Mm-hmm. And they had the teams pretty split up really good. You know who I was really impressed with? Terrence Brown, but I had never seen Zay play, Isaiah Dennis. Mm-hmm. I had never seen him play. So seeing him play, bro, and guard Terrence and just bring the ball up, I was really impressed with him. But Terrence mm-hmm. Brown, bro, God, that he's a dog, bro. Like, he doesn't take no plays off. Like, he's playing hard on D. He's trying to lock up. He's getting to the basket. That's another thing. He don't settle, bro. Like, I love that. Don't settle for no daggone three all the time. Like, he's coming off screens. He's trying to get to the basket. Man, they threw him like three or four lobs. I mean, over the rim. Mm-hmm. Easy with ease. Finishing around the rim, getting to his floaters. Yeah, like, he easily had 30, bro. He could have easily had 40. I was impressed with him. Just his dog mentality. You know who else I liked a lot? I liked the kid from Virginia Tech. Can't say his name. Excuse me. Well, I don't know what his name is. Nico.
I've Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. He, bro. I still beside him. I'm like, oh yeah, you about 6'9", 6'10", and he bringing that ball up like Luka, bro. I swear, bringing it up like Luka, bro.
Yeah.
And he's distributing. He's hitting threes. He's taking his time. I didn't see him get pressured one time. Like, I didn't see him, like, turn the ball over. I'm like, man, yeah, like, his game relates to the NBA, like, really well. Like, he's going to be successful. And he's going to do good with us. I think Mike Malone put him in some good places. Who else did I like? I Stevenson looked good, obviously. Yeah. He played pretty well. Trying to think of some new cats. Matt Abel, man, it had him on the ball a lot. He wasn't able to shoot like he normally shoot. Mm. One guy who really impressed me, which we all know he can do this, is Jaden Young, bro. He probably hit four or five corner threes. That corner shot for him is A1. He ain't missing that, bro. He wide open, he ain't missing that. Who else looked good? I thought what's called looked good too. What's my guy named? The wing. New guy.
Maximum.
I think he went to Sierra Canyon.
Yeah, bro.
I like him. You know why I like him? Because he's a really good tweener. Mm. He play down low. He guard the wings. He rebound. He passing it. He doing a kick ahead pass. Like, he's a true. To me, I look at him like, bro, you straight Carolina, bro. And I wasn't even like, when I was talking to him, I was just asking him about his, you know, about his past career in Sierra Canyon and how he feel about being here. And right away, he was like, one and done. I tell you, no lie, John. I didn't even bring that up. He was just like, one and done.
Okay. You gotta shoot for the stars. Cause like, you know, when I was coming in, I kept getting that title like one and done. I'm like, man, I don't know about one and done. I don't know. Like, I wish I was like one and done. Who knows, right? Like, so
right.
I like that mentality, man.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it, bro.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Maximo. I want to see that. That's the info we needed. Like, and then, you know, I'm starting to kind of see that we've got like a team full of guys that try to get to it, that try to go hard. Like, I always tell people, like, look, don't be fooled by that light blue on our chest now. Like, you know, because, like, even my team, your team especially as well, like, you know, the head of the snake didn't play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like to see that we're getting, you know, even Joel Berry, like, dog, right?
Dogs.
Played in the championship with one leg, ankle was hurt. Like, so, man, that's good to see that mentality. But that's kind of Coach Malone's mentality. Like, he kind of got a little bit of a grittiness to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, that's what's up. So, look, for the folks that's listening, that's probably some of the best info we've gotten from a real player. So, I really appreciate that.
I was gonna say, I don't know if you heard about the first week. I wasn't there the first week. I was supposed to, but I wasn't there. But they said the first week, the alumni just kind of like put something on them, bro. Like, being like 20.
Yeah.
And they said after that, man, it was like it was a good thing because, like I said, Dion never get mad like that. They said Dion went off on him, bro. They said that Hoops came in there. You know, Hoops don't say nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Hoops went off, bro. Yeah. And then, like, I talked to Jaden Young because I'm real close with him. I coached with his dad at Westland. And he was just like, yeah, bro. He's like, after that, everybody was like, oh, yeah, there's some stuff we got to do better. Like, we got to wake up. And so I think from that point to the next week, they just was in the gym working out, getting themselves together, getting ready to play. I think they was getting ready to play. They was more ready to play the alumni than they was each other. But you could tell how they got ready and they was ready to go. Everybody was trying to compete. You know who else I wasn't that disappointed with? Cade, big 7-foot guy.
Yeah. There have been kind of people been talking about how he looked really good out there for a guy.
Bro, he got potential.
Yeah.
He got potential. You know who he remind me of a little bit?
Who?
A young John Henson, boy.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, if he can, but he wasn't as developed as you. When you came to Carolina, you was developed. You could tell ain't nobody worked on him with the hook. He don't have a turning face game.
Yeah.
He's trying to go up to finish everything, but he missed a dunk.
Yeah.
He missed one at the basket one time. Like that, the little things, bro, like the little, like, finishing around the basket, trying to dunk everything, turning face game, like catching in the post, looking over his shoulder. It's just the little parts that he's missing. But I'm telling you, bro, if he can develop that part, a young John Henson, bro, I'm telling you.
Hey, look, man. Hey, I like how you're trying to dunk it. Look, when I was in Carolina, listen, we used to get on that rim. We used to get on that rim,
boy. You got to. Because if you don't get on the rim, what's going to happen? You're getting your shot blocked, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I got to get on that rim. I got to get on that rim. Go get on that rim, young fella.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Look, man, like, and so moving on, man, appreciate kind of the intel. Like,
yes, sir.
You know, I'll have my opinion. So how has Franklin Street kind of changed from when we was there essentially to now? Like, is it become almost like an investment opportunity rather than a college?
Yes, bro.
Hangout?
Yes, bro. Like, no lie, I'm pulling up to Granville and I look to my right and I see Seth Trimble's dad sitting there talking to, I don't know who he was. It was like three or four people in front of him. They were like business people.
Yeah.
They had their ties on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I see Seth. I'm like, Seth, what was your dad doing? He was like, oh, man, he helped me run my, you know, Ben and Jerry's. Right then and there, John, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
This is Franklin Street, bro.
Yeah.
This is not Franklin Street, bro. This is like all investment type-ish. Like, because I can even tell what the place, Canes. I go in Canes. I'm like, I see Seth Trimble in there. I see somebody. I'm like, dang, bro, like. He got, I know he had a commercial with them too. I'm like, yeah, he got paid by them. And then I tried to go to my spot, Sutton's. And Sutton was like, yeah, they said Jonas don't let the guys go there no more.
hey, see, you know what? That's the crazy part, because, like, and they probably really on that. Like, we would have been like, all right, and we would have there, got breakfast and went on what I did.
Exactly, bro. That's real. But said Jonas don't play that, bro. Like, he testing they fat, bro. He that gonna get on the weight. Like, what y'all been eating? Then they, like, every time they eat something, they gotta send them a picture. Mm-hmm. I like that part, but then it's like, bro, Franklin Street, bro, like, like we used to be able to go there and eat what we want, do what we want, like you know, it's different now, man.
And get W's though, like it wasn't like we was losing.
No, we was winning, bro. We was winning from no lie, from 05 to what, 14, 15, 16, 17. We was winning, dog.
We was winning.
So I mean, it's just, you know, it's just it's different kind of vibes, different kind of like, you know, investment type stuff going on Franklin Street. But I mean, it's still Franklin Street. It's just not how we remember it.
Yeah, I mean, like, and you know, things are changing, right? They saying like the what the Gen Zs don't really go out like that no more. It's all types of phones, and whereas like when we was in school, especially early on, like we had Facebook, but like for us to socialize, we had to socialize,
right?
So I think that's also a change just to how things are going. And I remember like we you know, we got that 2 o'clock game. We like, man, let's get these boys out here so we can go ahead and get right on Frank.
You get rich. Right?
Just saying, whatever works.
Right, right. That's real.
Is there a restaurant or bar that's gone that you miss?
Yeah, I mean, bro, we used to go crazy at Library.
Is no Library?
It's no more Library.
Was it? This happened recently, then, because I feel like Library was there. Okay.
This happened like probably 2 or 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was disappointing to me. I'm like, come on, Library was a spot, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I think La Rez is still there, but I don't know.
It ain't La Rez.
Yeah. I don't know about La Rez, man.
Okay. And so
you remember La Rez? It was on Rosemary.
Oh, yeah, I remember La Rez. Yeah, look, that's the HQ. We call that HQ, bro.
Yes.
Now look, I'm gonna go the opposite end. I see, like, I wish we had a Raising Cane's and all that stuff. Like, bro, was there something that's there that you wish you had when you was playing? Like when you was there, like there's something you like, dang, I wish we had.
Haven't been to this spot, but everybody keep telling me, even Hoops was telling me about it. It's a Abachi spot on there on Franklin Street. I can't think of the name of it, but they said that mug is fire. Like I think it's like where Beeskies used to be at. You remember Beeskies?
I think I had that spot.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I've been there. Yeah. It was good. It's quick too.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Listen, tell them folks it's not J-E.
J-E, man. Yeah.
Look, so for the people that's listening to J-E, Japanese Express, what street was it? It was right off campus. I don't know what street it is. A long time ago.
I think it was off, was that Estes, I think?
Look, Japanese Express was a staple in the Carolina diet from 09 to about 2015. So.
Well, nah, before that, no, they was going to JE like 06, 07. Bro.
Okay. So, Japanese Express, so they had like a 10-year run then.
Man, 10-year run. I think it's still there, but it ain't owned by, you remember Wing?
I remember Wing.
Wing don't own it no more, man.
I remember Wing. That's funny, man. So look, appreciate you coming on, man. This has been awesome. One of the more fun episodes I had. Obviously, man, you're my guy. Appreciate it also when I was there, man, all the insight and things you've done and helped me out when I was there. Never got a chance to tell you that. So, man, that's love and I appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Like, hey, man, I want to tell people this too, man. John, man, when you came in, bro, you was one of the, like, most coachable guys, like, listen to us, man. Like you was a sponge. You was the definition of a sponge, bro. I remember you didn't care who it was. You're like, yo, what do I need to do to get prepared? What do I need to do to win a championship? I want to bring a championship here.
Bro,
like, you did what you could do, bro. Like, y'all should have won that 1 year y'all got hurt. What was that, 12?
Yeah, 2012. Yep,
that was the best team. To me, that's the best team that's never won.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got to the Elite Eight with no point guard.
That's what I'm saying.
No point guard.
We had my boy, who that Stillman?
We had young Stillman going off to the Mission, but which is crazy that, I mean, listen, the Kansas, I'll never forget, I looked up, I'm like, look, man. We down to Kansas, who eventually got to the championship.
Right.
Got whooped by Kentucky, but Thomas Robinson, Jeff Withey, Tasha. I said, we only down six, but with 5 minutes left. Like, with no Kendall, with our Bob Cousy, you know, hey, things happen, man. Things happen.
It does. Sometimes. It does. That's happen,
love,
man.
I appreciate you, man.
Love, bro. Love. Appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. And as always, thanks for watching on YouTube and listening wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check out TarHeel247.com for the latest wall-to-wall coverage of Carolina athletics. See you guys next time.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, just stream it for free on Pluto TV, where all your blockbuster favorites are landing all summer long. Catch Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Fantastic.
The Matrix Trilogy.
Welcome to the real world.
Mean Girls.
Shut up.
Titanic.
I'm the king of the world.
And so much more. For showtimes, press nothing. They're free 24/7.
That is so fetch.
On Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.